This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday. Man, it's been a busy show. A lot of topics. Spent a lot of time, maybe too much time, talking about Kyler Murray and an addendum in his contract. I talked to a longtime agent. He said, never heard that before, where you put in an addendum basically saying, we need you to study more. And the fact that it was made public and it was in the contract. Those are things that the agent I spoke to said, never heard of that before. And it looks bad for both sides. We'll get to phone calls on this topic coming up. Also, Chris Mannix will join us. We'll talk about the possibility of the Celtics and the Brooklyn Nets. Maybe broaching a deal that will involve Kevin Durant. Brooklyn declined the offer, the trade that the Celtics made. The news, I think, came as a little bit of a surprise, probably did to Jaylen Brown. Also, you have some role players there. But Kevin Durant to Boston, and Boston has already, according to DraftKings, been made the favorites to win the NBA championship without Kevin Durant. But if you have Kevin Durant or the opportunity, can you pass that up to pair him with Jason Tatum? So we'll talk to Mannix about that coming up. Make sure you go to danpatrick.com. We've got a lot of great things there. Sign up for the newsletter. That gives you a heads up before anybody else about the deals that we have. Also, you get a recap of the show, and there's over 60,000 of you who have signed up, and it comes right into your inbox, your email at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. They do a great job in wrapping up the day. Brickyard Weekend, NBC and Peacock. And you're going to have IndyCar on Saturday, NASCAR on Sunday, all from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Brickyard Weekend on NBC and Peacock. Seton, poll question update. What do you have for me?
Well, Dan, we threw up there. Who should be more embarrassed today, the Cardinals or Kyler Murray? Right now, 68% have Kyler.
All righty. Well, ultimately, it comes back to him that Did you need to put that in writing? I guess that would be my first question with the Cardinals. Steve Keim, who's their general manager, or Cliff Kingsbury. Like, why put it in writing? Can you have a communication level here that says, hey, we need to dedicate ourselves a little bit more. We need to put in a little bit more time. Here's the reason why. Like, that's another thing. Here's the reason why we need you to put in more time. This is what we hope to get out of 4 extra hours of film study. I've never heard of this before. But Kyler Murray may look at himself and say, look, I'm unique. But you know what? I'd say to Kyler Murray, Michael Vick thought he was unique as well. At some point, got to be a quarterback. And that's not just an athlete. That's not just an ability to run. Because Johnny Manziel thought he was smarter than everybody else. And then all of a sudden, he wasn't. Kyler is a more polished quarterback. He's a more successful quarterback. He's a better quarterback. But Johnny Manziel had all the answers. Johnny had all the answers. In college, you could do it. Pros, can't. But Kyler is really close to being a great quarterback. But you got to show postseason success, second half of the season success. But I would hope that Cliff Kingsbury would be able to say to management, you don't have to put a clause in there unless you don't trust him. Like, why put it in? I would say to my head coach, Cliff, you need to bring him in. Let him understand what this is all about. Yes, he.
It must be strange to look around, though, and not see, you know, some of the greatest quarterbacks to ever do this aren't half as athletic as Kyler Murray is. What is the thing that made them so successful then?
Yeah. No, that's what you lead with. These guys didn't have anywhere near what you have. But they became great because they studied. They put in the time. And he says, look, I got the cognitive skills to be able to do it. Well, okay, fine. Eventually it catches up to you. I don't know if there's a negative. What's the downside to watching more film? That's what I would ask him. Well, of course he doesn't want to do it, and it could be boring. But, you know, that moment where you go, oh, wow, I didn't realize that. And that wins you a game. Wins you a playoff game. Maybe you see something. If you say, hey, you know, Patrick Mahomes puts in all this time. Brady still puts in all this time. Why are you different? We'll get to your phone calls coming up. Also, a little bit later on, the former Patriot defensive back Jason McCourty will join us. He's now working for the NFL Network. We make way for Chris Mannix. Mannix has been all over this possibility of a trade between the Brooklyn Nets and the Boston Celtics. How real is this, Chris, the possibility that Kevin Durant and the Celtics could maybe pull off a deal?
The Nets are, in a way, running out of options with Kevin Durant. You know, they couldn't put a deal together involving Phoenix, and that's when Phoenix had DeAndre Ayton as a potential trade chip. That's off the board now because Ayton's new contract prevents him from being traded, at least in that first year. Miami, you can't trade Bam Adebayo to Brooklyn with Ben Simmons on the roster because of league rules, and I don't get the sense Miami has an appetite to deal Bam Adebayo as it is. You know, Toronto is not giving up Scottie Barnes in a deal for Kevin Durant. So the number of potential suitors is pretty limited out there. And Boston's out there with a bona fide all-star in Jaylen Brown, draft picks, which, as I said, they're unafraid to deal, and swap rights, whatever you want to do, and ancillary pieces that they could throw into the pot that might satisfy Brooklyn. So it's a long way of saying I believe there's real teeth to the possibility of Kevin Durant winding up in Boston.
Let's look at Jaylen Brown's situation. He was the Celtics' best player in the finals, probably looks around and goes, wait a minute, you've tried to trade me a couple of times now. Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, it felt like he was going to be involved in those trades. He's 25, 2 years left on this deal. Was he in the long-term plans for the Celtics?
Look, I think Jaylen's always been part of the long-term plans for the Celtics, except if you can get a transcendent player. I mean, Jaylen Brown has not been talked about in deals that would net a player the equivalent of Jaylen Brown. The names you mentioned, Kawhi Leonard, which was a topic when Leonard was being dealt from San Antonio. Anthony Davis, when Davis was at the peak of his powers playing in New Orleans. Now Kevin Durant, an all-NBA guy who has 4 years remaining on his contract. It's just Jaylen Brown is the most movable piece on this roster. Now, the Celtics might be getting themselves into a bit of a pickle with Brown for some of the reasons that you talked about. I mean, Brown, even though it has been for players who are elite, has been talked about in trades every single year. I mean, you go back to Jaylen Brown's draft night, Dan, he was booed. His selection was booed on draft night in Boston for some fans that wanted them to take Chris Dunn in that draft. So he's had kind of a roller coaster ride in the city. So the Celtics have to wonder if all these trade talks have poisoned the well in a way with Jaylen Brown. You saw him tweet something on Monday that seemed to suggest he was a little bit frustrated. The other part of this is that Jaylen Brown does have 2 years remaining on his contract, but it's not a contract that's likely to be extended for financial reasons. Jaylen Brown took what turned out to be a below market value contract when he signed one a few years ago. And because of that, he can't turn around and sign a max level extension next summer with this team. There are limits to how much Boston can offer him in an extension. They can go all out and offer him a 5-year max when he hits free agency in 2024, but that's a risk. Like, Jaylen Brown will be an unrestricted free agent in 2024. And he could look around and say, you know what? I'm tired of all this trade talk. I want to go to a place where I can be either A, more appreciated, or B, be in a position to be the lead man on that team. I believe I have the talent to ultimately do that. And the Celtics could wind up losing him for nothing. So there are a couple of reasons why Boston might be motivated to get deeper into this mix.
Okay, what happens next? Does it come from the Nets in what they want, or does it come from the Celtics since this is where it originated?
Whether it's the Celtics or any other team interested in Kevin Durant, it now becomes kind of a game of chicken where everybody kind of retires to their corner for a few weeks and waits to see what kind of plays out. For teams that are interested in Durant, including Boston, they want to see what Brooklyn's appetite really is for bringing the band back together. I mean, the Nets want the league to believe that they are willing to bring back Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. And because of that, there's no sense of urgency to do that. There's skepticism among some of the league officials that I've talked to that Brooklyn really is willing to do that. So the way I'm kind of reading the room here, Dan, is that everyone is off for a few weeks. Maybe they're already off right now, go on vacation, all that. And then mid to late August, maybe even early September, you kind of reconvene, take the temperature of their respective teams. Now, Brooklyn may decide, you know what, we can't do this. Kevin Durant doesn't want to be here. We're not going to bring him back. We're not going to have a circus on our hand with Durant back in town. They'll say, you know what, Jaylen Brown, Derek White, throw in Grant Williams, and maybe we can make a deal. Or the alternative is the Nets could say, you know what, no deal unless we get what we want. And the Celtics may be faced with having to decide whether or not to include Marcus Smart in a deal. I personally think that you could probably get it done with Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, and a whole bunch of draft picks and swaps, but the Celtics understandably don't want to do that. Marcus Smart took a lot of criticism after the finals, but this is a reigning defensive player of the year, still in his 20s, still at or near the top of his game. They don't want to move Marcus Smart, but it may come down to that decision when we get into late August.
Yeah, but if you're the Celtics, we're going to pass on Kevin Durant because we don't want to give up Marcus Smart.
It's two starters, Dan. It's real assets, real value that they'd be giving up.
It's Kevin Durant.
It is Kevin Durant, which is why I wouldn't hesitate to trade Jaylen Brown, who is 25 and has the potential to be an all-star, all-NBA player for the next 10 years. It's a risk there because Durant's injury history has to leave you a little bit leery. He's going to be 34 years old in September, but I'd still do it. Adding Marcus Smart into that mix, a player that has been integral to what they do defensively, that might be a little bit too much for the Celtics to swallow, especially when you consider that Yeah, if you believe Vegas, I mean, they're going into next season as like the co-favorite.
That's why I wouldn't do anything, Chris.
Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't do, again, just me speaking, yeah. I probably wouldn't do both. I wouldn't throw Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown into that mix. But if you're just effectively flipping Jaylen Brown for Kevin Durant plus a Derek White plus draft picks.
Oh, that, I'd do that.
Of course. Yes. Yeah. That opens a 4-year window right there for you to win multiple championships. You know, people out there have taken the opinion of the Celtics should do nothing. They should stand pat. I've read that a lot because the Celtics are considered a favorite. I can tell you, even if they are listed as a favorite and by odds makers and Vegas and whoever, there's not a comfort in Boston that they are the favorite. They know they were probably a Chris Middleton injury away from losing in the second round. They were a Jimmy Butler jump shot away from losing in the conference finals. They're looking around and going, Philadelphia just reloaded. Atlanta's going to be better. Cleveland's going to be better. Hell, they could be one, you know, not even major injury away from losing in the first round in next year's playoffs. That's how little the margin for error is. You add Kevin Durant, that margin increases significantly for next season.
He's Chris Mannix. He covers the NBA, NBA senior writer for Sports Illustrated. The Donovan Mitchell situation, it certainly was front burner, and then it cooled off. Are we looking at the same time frame if something happens in a couple of weeks?
I think it could be that, but it's almost more likely to be even longer. I feel like some of these reports that are coming out there about Mitchell to the Knicks is almost wishful thinking. On behalf of some, look, I wrote this today on SI.com. Like this is exactly the kind of situation Danny Ainge wants to be in. If he's not competing for a championship, this is the situation he wants to be in. To have a young, highly talented player that he doesn't really want to have on the roster anymore because he wants to go into a rebuild with 3 years left in his contract and multiple suitors out there. Like with Rudy Gobert, Danny found someone that was just desperate. He just smells desperation on teams really well. And Minnesota came in and offered those 4 draft picks and young players and got a deal done. Someone, whether it's a few weeks from now, a few months from now, the trade deadline, someone's going to get desperate. There are some obvious choices or candidates out there right now. The Knicks, they could get desperate. They've wanted Donovan Mitchell for years now. Leon Rose used to represent him, CAA, in New York. Miami. If Boston gets Durant and other teams move around, but Sixers picked up pieces, Miami could say, look, Donovan Mitchell's better than Tyler Hero. We'll throw Tyler Hero 3 first-round draft picks, whatever else on the side that you want. Phoenix, look, that was a tough exit for Phoenix in the playoffs. They could say, look, Mikal Bridges plus every draft pick we've got to go get you Donovan Mitchell. All I can tell you is this, Dan. Danny Ainge is going to win this trade. He is. He's just going to win this trade. He's going to find somebody out there that is just crazy and wants to get Donovan Mitchell so bad, they're willing to give the kind of package that would almost make a Durant deal look tame by comparison. Somebody out there is going to do it.
Thank you, Chris.
You got it, Dan.
That's Chris Mannix, covers the NBA for Sports Illustrated, bringing up some interesting thoughts about this. And if you're Jaylen Brown and they know he's not going to be there long term, then maybe you'd start to sweeten the deal. I would stand pat, but it's hard to pass up the opportunity to get Kevin Durant. It's what do we give up to get Kevin Durant? KD, Jason Tatum, Malcolm Brogdon, Al Horford, Robert Williams. I mean, you could still piece together a good lineup, but is that a lineup that's more balanced, has more depth than what you've had this past year? Let's take a break. We will talk some football. Jason McCourty played, how many years did he play in the NFL? You have that, Todd?
I believe it was 13. Yes, 13 seasons.
Yeah, and now joining the NFL Network, get his thoughts on this Kyler Murray situation and more of your phone calls as well. We'll take a break. We're back after this on the award-nominated Dan Patrick Show. And now a message from Discover about customer service. Common sense. When you have a credit card question, it's just nice that somebody answers. And I've mentioned that I used another credit card, tried to call up after Winnie, my puppy, chewed up the credit card and just trying to get a new credit card, just trying to get somebody on the phone. It was a nightmare. You want to have somebody who's there, a helpful U.S.-based representative available 24/7. That's what you get with Discover. We call it live customer service. Emphasis on the word live. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Get some more phone calls in, and we'll check in with the newest member of Good Morning Football on the NFL Network, Jason McCourty. Spent 13 years in the NFL. Let's see. Ellen in Wisconsin. Hi, Ellen. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Two things very briefly. One is he should be up by now, so I think the proof's going to be in the pudding to see what Lincoln Riley has to say about Kyler Murray. Riley's got a vested interest in coming out and defending his guy, but if he and the rest of the of that quarterback room at Oklahoma is relatively silent, then as the great Dennis Green once said, you know, they are who we thought they are.
Okay.
Thought they were. And the second thing is the Jazz ought to send Donovan Mitchell and a bullet to the Knicks, because the Knicks are going to shoot themselves in the foot. They always do, you know. So no matter what, Danny Ainge is going to win that. So thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you, Ellen. Sounded like Melissa Etheridge there.
It did.
A little bit. Let's see. Rick in South Carolina. Hi, Rick. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
6-1, a steely hard 253.
All right.
But more importantly, size appropriate hands. Look, I think we're misreading this. I think the force is strong with the guys in Arizona. I think they did this on purpose. They put it in the contract. He agreed to it. So he's admitting there's a problem. But more importantly, by leaking it, they've got all this information out there about maybe him not having the best discipline in the locker room and studying. And so now they've got everybody talking about it. Doesn't that put the greatest pressure possible on him to change?
Well, I think he needs to, but I would have kept this in-house with Cliff Kingsbury. I would have said to my head coach, hey, this is on you. You're a former quarterback. You know, you got to teach Kyler how to prepare, better prepare. Giving me examples here. You got guys with half his talent who are preparing twice as much. Why? Because they have to. And look at the success that these quarterbacks have. But, you know, how much time do you put in? How do you monitor this? They're going to give him an iPad, and they're going to go, oh, you put in 3 hours and 42 minutes. How bad was it? What exactly is it that he's missing out on with film study? Can they point out examples here? But to put it in the contract, actually in the contract, that blew my mind. I was like, why? Don't you have a line of communication to him to say, we need you to prepare better? NFL Network's Good Morning Football co-host, the newest member, Jason McCourty, and the Emmy Award-winning, they stole it from us. Good Morning Football airs Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern. Oh, he's now wearing makeup. Jason McCourty joining us on the program. Welcome to the dark side there, Jason. How are you doing?
Getting used to the whole makeup thing, so it's still a little bit of a thing in the morning, but yeah. I'm enjoying it so far.
All right, let me ask you about the Kyler Murray situation. Your reaction when you heard that they actually put this in the contract?
Yeah, I heard a little bit of what you were just saying, and I agree with you as far as monitoring it. So I've been in the league. We've always had devices, whether it's iPads, whatever the case may be.
Hold on, Jace. Let me get you a better phone line here. It's a little crackly there, a little muffled. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Dan? What up, though? Thank you for taking my call real quick. Listen, it's a cautionary tale when your quarterback doesn't study. Case in point, Jamarcus Russell. Yeah. I remember the coach saying that he gave him the CD, said, go over this, DVD, said, go over this disc, learn these plays. Comes back to camp the next day, said, okay, what plays do you want to run? We can run them all, coach. He said, which plays do you want? That's when he knew he was in trouble because nothing was on DVD.
Yep, I agree. Thank you, Jeff. Somebody brought that up earlier. You know, there's certain ways that you can test somebody. I remember somebody telling me about giving somebody a book to read. There wasn't anything in the book. It was just a cover. And they said, how'd you like the book? Loved it. Loved it. And I was like, oh, what'd you love about it? And they were like, I never read it. And then they opened up the book and said, look, there's nothing in there. It's just the cover. Yeah, Paul.
One thing I was wondering about, we assume that this story was leaked by someone with the Cardinals. I wonder if Ian Rappaport, the reporter for NFL Network, I wonder if contracts at some level are public access, like where reporters can get a hold of them. And especially if you work for the NFL, maybe you have access to player contracts. Usually I would assume player contracts are pretty boring. Mm. But I would wonder from Ian's standpoint if he has access to all player contracts or this is one that was leaked.
Probably not going to tell you.
No.
And nobody else had this. But you do bring up an interesting point. He works for the NFL. You have access to this, I think, is really the key with this. We'll see if we can get Jason McCourty back with us. The connection wasn't very good. Rich in California. Hi, Rich. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
6-1-2-10. I really appreciate the opportunity to listen to you and all the Danettes each morning and enjoy what each person brings to the show. But I have a particular fondness for Paulie's snarkiness, and question comes from that vein. Mm. So if Mario wakes up tomorrow morning and is a rich man, what's the over-under on the number of days the new girlfriend lasts?
Oh, yeah, Mario is in love. I don't know. Might be real. Who knows? We wonder how many guys show up tomorrow if we win. I'm guessing everybody does. Wait, is there one of you guys who won't show up if we win the lottery? Seton?
No, I'm definitely showing up.
Okay, Marv?
I'll be here.
Okay, Paul?
I'll be here at 8:59.
You'll be right before the show starts. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I set an alarm.
All right, yeah, Seton.
I don't really want to talk about it, though.
What do you mean?
Like, we just keep it like we should. We wouldn't come in and be like, hey, guess what? We all won the lottery last night, right?
Oh, so we would come in and act as if nothing happened.
Yeah, we'd just all be in better moods.
How long do you think we could keep the secret? Who would be the one that would probably leak this to Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network?
Like at Goodfellas, they all show up in new cars and, you know, fur coats. And it's like, no, get back.
Jason McCourty is back with us, zooming in with us, NFL Network Good Morning Football co-host. There, you look good. You look like you're ready to play. Could you do 2 days during the week and your brother do 3 days and nobody would know the difference?
Yeah, the toughest thing is we'd have to talk about contract because he's getting paid a lot more than I. So if we're gonna alternate, he's gonna have to give me a little bit more of those millions of dollars he's making.
How often does the topic of identical twins come up conversation for you?
A lot, especially when we were both playing football. The comparisons. He was in New England for all of his career, majority of my career. Spent a year in Cleveland, didn't win much. 8 years in Tennessee, never made the playoffs. So the twin stuff has followed us our entire lives. I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Does your brother rub in the championships into your face? I mean, how does that work with brothers?
He can now. I got my one Super Bowl ring. I told him I don't need three. Yeah, three's great, but I was able to get there. I tell him all the time it was me coming to the team in 2018 that helped him secure his third championship ring. So he was lucky to have me.
13 years, one sack. What do you remember about it?
my corner coach in New England gave me a hard time about that. We were trying to find a way to let me blitz because my first sack came early in my career versus Jacksonville. It was a strip sack at that. We didn't recover the fumble, but a glorious moment for me that I was never able to do again. So one sack.
David Garrard?
No, it wasn't. I believe it was Chad Henne, if I'm not mistaken. It wasn't Garrard.
Well, he's not that hard to bring down.
Yeah, I'm not going to give myself too much credit. Okay. It wasn't that impressive of a sack. I was unblocked, coming off the edge. more of a scheme thing than a talent thing.
What do you think players think of the Kyler Murray situation? Because it's one thing for us to have something to say about it. You guys are the guys who signed these contracts. You're going to be in the locker room with the quarterback. What do you think the feeling is with that, the language in a contract with Kyler Murray?
Yeah, I think it's twofold. I think for those guys in that locker room, there might be guys in the locker room that don't like Kyler, and maybe they think he's lazy or doesn't do this or doesn't do that. There's guys in that locker room, which I would assume majority of that locker room, where they probably love him. And I don't think this was probably news to anyone. I think it's probably more shocking that it's in the news and now it's a distraction almost in a sense. I think if I was in a locker room, that's what I would be most annoyed by. As the start of training camps rolling around, I may be a guy who just signed or a guy that's kind of on the bubble. I'm trying to make the team and I may be a veteran. I'm getting interviewed and I keep having to answer questions about Kyler Murray's contract, a guy who's making $250 million, who's obviously performed well enough that the team decided to pay him despite of his amount of film wash or anything like that. So I think within a locker room, you understand that, hey, we may all be treated fairly, but we're not all going to be treated the same. I played with guys throughout my career who could go out all week, still show up for practice every single day and perform well on Sundays. Maybe I can knock them. I think the biggest thing is for them is going to be trying to figure out how to get Kyler Murray to perform better down the stretch of the season for himself and the Arizona Cardinals.
But were you aware on the teams you were on how much time the quarterback was putting in?
No, never aware. I think you always knew that quarterbacks were coming in early on Mondays. They're all day for the most part on Tuesdays as the install was going in because, I mean, let's face it, mentally that's probably the hardest position on the football field.
Yeah, I'm wondering how he handles this because it has the potential to be embarrassing because they're saying, look, you're not putting in the time maybe or you're lazy.
It has to be annoying. And I think, like I think you said, that's part of the reason maybe they did it. Maybe they thought it would reflect bad on him and he'd now all of a sudden start to do more. But, I mean, he could literally go home, turn on the video games, grab his iPad, open up the film, hit play, leave it over there, let it play for an hour while he's playing Call of Duty. So, to me, it's more of a ploy within the media to hold him accountable for the rest of the interested people in the world, opposed to him actually watching film. And who knows, how much time does he spend in the building? Maybe he watches all of his film inside the building and he wants some me time when he kicks back in his probably beautiful Arizona home.
Well, I understand that. You bring up a great point. I think there's not going to be somebody there at home monitoring him. If they're going to go, hey, we're watching what you're watching on your iPad. All right, click, I'm watching, and you're playing World of Warcraft. But I wonder, though, how much of this is on Cliff Kingsbury? He's the head coach. He's a former quarterback. Don't you usually have a veteran who helps the younger quarterback understand how to prepare for an opponent week in and week out? I'm kind of baffled by this.
I mean, we talk about it throughout the NFL the whole time I was playing in the league, veteran leadership and how important it is. I can look back. I had Cortland Finnegan, Chris Holt. Those were guys that taught me how to be a pro. There's one thing to have a guy that say, hey, for Kyler, hey, when this thing opens up, you're going to have a hot read and you're going to hit your X receiver backside. But it's another thing having a guy in a meeting room day in and day out of showing you what it's like to prepare for a game. And I think it does fall on the head coach of being able to make sure, hey, each and every week he's prepared. And he's already said that he's a guy that more goes off his cognitive skills. He doesn't need to watch a ton of film. We talked about on the show today, Michael Vick at one point said early on in his career, like, he didn't really see the significance. Said he'd get the little DVDs and just throw them in the back of the car. And obviously before he got into trouble with everything, Michael Vick, an electric player who was having a really good career. So I think there's levels to it. Does Kyler want to be one of the best quarterbacks in the league? Does he want to win the championship? Those are the things that we'll see over time, how much work he's willing to put in to see how high he wants to take it.
And sometimes you're so gifted that you haven't had to put in the time. It's just natural. Exactly. But that's what I keep bringing up, Michael Vick. Vick said, if I put in the time, I'd probably have a Super Bowl ring. This is coming from Vick, who might be the most talented player who's ever played that position. You played against Kyler Murray. What was the game plan? I think 2020, you guys played against him.
Yeah, we wanted to keep him inside the pocket. That was the biggest thing when we were going against him. We wanted to force him, obviously a smaller quarterback, but extremely electric. When he got out on the edge and he had the ability to make guys miss, to be able to make plays in space and just kind of be able to be creative in the moment, he makes it very challenging for defense. So for us, we wanted to keep him bottled in and keep him in the pocket and then be able to disguise and mix up our looks. And he's going to continue to see a lot of that. When you're as good as he is on his feet, teams aren't going to want to let you beat them that way. So they're going to try to force you to stay in the pocket and be able to disguise things. For any young quarterback, that's the hardest thing, of being able to read those coverages.
Who was the quarterback that you faced and you went, damn, he's a step ahead of us?
Oh my goodness, Peyton Manning. He was just tough. I remember we played him, I was in Tennessee when he got to Denver, and he was so tough with when you tried to substitute or you're trying to huddle, he'd go straight to the line, call another play. So going into the game, we had a system where we wore wristbands. We gave numbers. Within the first drive, we threw that out the window, and our DB coach was on the sideline just signaling every call. We gave up 50-some points that game and knew a guy on the other team. He was like, yeah, after the first quarter, between Peyton and the guys upstairs, they knew all of you guys' hand signals. So they were just feeding them what the coverage was going to be. And
wow,
we gave up 50 points. So Peyton was always a step ahead.
What if you just didn't listen to what he said at the line of scrimmage? Would that have been better if you're trying to figure out what he's saying? Because a lot of it's, garbage, a decoy.
I remember when I first got to Tennessee, obviously Indy was in the division. We played them twice a year. And when it came Indy week, like, everything shifted in the building. And we get like a little packet that had all of the things and sayings and signals and stuff of over the years that Peyton Manning and that offense was doing. And I remember my rookie year, we had some injuries. I ended up starting that game. Obviously, we lost. But I'm looking through the packet and I'm just like, there's no way in hell I'm going to remember these things when I get out on the field. There's about 100 of them. So, yeah, throw that all out the window. There's no way that you're going to be able to use that.
When you were you got to the Patriots, Brady famously loves to come up and say, "Hi, I'm Tom Brady," as if you wouldn't know him. When you got there, did Brady do that to you?
I already had that moment. I used to travel down to all the Super Bowls. So I remember it was maybe Dev's second year in the league when they went to the Super Bowl in Indianapolis. And I'm there with all the families and all of that. And he comes up to me and was like, "Hey, man, I'm Tom Brady, man. Love watching you play." And for me, I'm in my second year. I remember telling everybody, Brady just came up to me and said, "He knows who I am." Like, I was geeked up. But Tom, man, Tom was awesome. A great guy to share a locker room with. Extremely humble, down to earth, man. Great, just great. Not only a great player, but a great person.
Tyreek Hill's putting a little pressure on your former quarterback there in Miami, in Tua. What do you think of that game plan?
Yeah, I think we talked about that this morning. If I'm Tua, I'm loving it. You know, it's that new girlfriend phase. You got that infatuation. Everybody's fired up about it. And I think when you look for Tua throughout his career, when he first gets to Miami, Ryan Fitzpatrick's there. And the questions are, hey, should we hand it over to Tua? But, hey, Fitzpatrick's doing well. Then Tua kind of takes over later on. But there was question marks. Hey, should it still be Fitzpatrick? And then you look at last year. Tua comes in. He's the starting quarterback all throughout training camp. Hey, are they going to trade for Deshaun Watson? Hey, Stephen Ross in ownership. They want Deshaun Watson. Then the trade deadline is the same story. So even from talking to him last year, like, that becomes frustrating. No guy wants to hear that, continue to look over their shoulder. So I think, yes, he's probably a little bit over the top. There's a compliment every week about Tua, the most accurate passer in the NFL now. But I think it's nice to have some positive vibes going on around that building moving into this season this year.
Hey, congrats on the new gig, and we appreciate your time. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
That's Jason McCourty. He's now with Good Morning Football, co-host there, former cornerback. He spent 13 seasons in the NFL. His brother's still playing. Still playing, Deb's still playing for the Patriots. All right, we'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Trying to fine-tune my short game on the golf simulator there. You got to get dialed in with your wedges. That's what it's all about. When I join the LIV Tour, I just want to make sure that my wedges are dialed in. A lot of reaction to Charles Barkley on the show yesterday. And people are mixed. You know, as far as they love Charles, don't want to see him do it. Others like, hey, you know what? He should be able to do it. Independent contractor, sure. But the LIV Tour does know the number where you can get Charles speechless, and that is, what if they triple what you make? Because he... He was speechless. I was like, yeah, okay. Jim in Michigan. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. I've been listening to everything you're talking about, this Kyler Murray and the contract thing. I got to think that Cliff Kingsbury is a pretty smart guy. I've got to believe that those people in his organization are, too. And maybe they've tried everything to get him to do what they need him to do, and they thought this is the only way to do it.
Well, then why sign him to that long-term contract, Jim? If you don't have full trust in him, I don't think you can have partial trust for somebody you're giving $230 million to.
I guess it depends on how mature this kid is. I mean, he's still a kid in a lot of people's eyes.
Yeah, I don't know if he changes. I don't know if he wants to change. I mean, he's been entitled. When you think about it, he's one of the more celebrated quarterbacks in the history of the state of Texas. And then you get to Oklahoma, you have success there, your number one overall pick, could have played baseball, has unbelievable talent. Sometimes you just go, hey, I just go out there and play. I don't think about it. But there has to be something there that the Cardinals see or feel for them to put it in the contract. But I, you know, Jason McCourty brought up a great point. Hey, take that iPad home, and we want you to watch game film. I'm going to hit play, and then I'm going to do World of Warcraft. Art in Arizona. Hi, Art. What's on your mind? Hey, Art. Well, you weren't on hold that long. There you go.
Good morning, Dan.
All right.
Yes. Sorry about that.
Okay.
All right. So there had been a local article that came out about a year or two ago saying that when Kyler Murray first came in, he didn't show Larry the respect that he deserved, and that was part of the reason of him getting pushed out. Also, what is going on with Larry, and when can we start voting for him for, you know, Hall of Fame?
I guess he's on the clock. Paulie had checked this with Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, once you stop playing in the NFL, it doesn't matter where you, don't worry about those turning in your papers. That's fictitious. He's on the clock for the Hall of Fame, Larry Fitzgerald. It restarts if he plays another NFL game.
And I want to be fair to the story with Larry Fitzgerald and Kyler Murray, because I've heard some things about the relationship, but I don't have something that's firm. But you know, I think there's something to it. I don't know exactly what. Larry has been very complimentary of Kyler Murray, but I'm not sure if that led to him not wanting to play anymore. Dave in Indianapolis. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. How you doing?
Great, Dave.
215-59.
All right.
And I used to work for the Colts, and when everybody used VHS tapes, players would take those home to study for the next game, for the game coming up. And our video crew would fast forward the tape a little bit, and when the player turned it in for plays of the next opponent, they could tell if the machine rewound it all the way back or the player stopped it at the end of the last play. If the player watched it, if it was stopped, if it was still at the place where they fast forwarded to, then they knew the player didn't watch it at all.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Dave. Yeah, I get it. You know, it's just like parents. I mean, there's no difference. You know, it's the same thing. You're asking your kids to do something. Did you do it? Of course I did. And they find out they didn't do it. Bob in Montana. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind?
Hey, 6'5", and born the exact day of Frank Robinson's final day playing for your beloved Cincinnati Reds.
All right.
Hey, my question is, in honor of Arnold Schwarzenegger's 75th birthday this Saturday, given the totality of both their athletic and acting careers, who is the greatest athlete turned actor in history?
I guess we're talking about how good of an athlete they were. I don't know. I'd have to give that some thought. I mean, Arnold had artificial help to become the Mr. Olympia. And let's not kid anybody.
Wow, that's slanderous, Dan.
Yeah, I know.
You got to watch your back there.
I know. I mean, The Rock didn't make it in the NFL, but he certainly made it in the movies. I'd have to give that some thought. Yeah, I'm pulling.
How about Bob Uecker? He had a pretty successful acting career.
Yeah, pretty good. Not a great baseball career.
No, but to come from nothing as a baseball player.
Fritzy, what did I learn today?
Mariano Rivera says it would be tough to strike out a cricket player because they can hit from every angle. He wouldn't have done well if he had to bat against himself.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the program. One more item we close out this show. What started with hundreds of people back in 2002 is now one of the top 5K events in America, with about 30,000 people taking part each year on the last Sunday in September. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation 5K Run and Walk, New York City. That signature event has inspired about 80 other runs and walks and climbs across our nation, like the annual 5K Run and Walk in Hendersonville, Tennessee. The community means a lot to the foundation. Henderson Police Master Patrol Officer Spencer Bristol joined the department after serving in the U.S. Navy. He was killed in the line of duty. Tunnel to Towers paid off the mortgage on his family's home. Proceeds from events around the country, as well as dozens of golf outings and barbecues across the country, support the foundation's programs. But you can too. Register for an event in your area, volunteer to start one, and join the Tunnel to Towers mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. Thank you.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.